Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, of course. And we're here to talk with you. This is a live show. We're taking your phone calls here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Last weekend of the deer archery season, next to the last day of the goose season for migratory game birds. Of course, there's more hunting beyond this week. There's a little more waterfowl hunting out there. There's some resident goose hunting. There's some extended season for snow geese for the next couple of months. So, small game is still in certain areas. And so we just wanted to say, look, it's time to wrap it up for the year. I'm almost done. Going to hunt one more time for deer today, I believe, just one more. I mean, I wouldn't mind going a couple more times, but, you know, work kind of precludes that. So, yeah, take our opportunities when we can take them. And our social media director, Laura, who's been on the air a few times, and I've talked about Laura from time to time. Lost her grandmother this past week, and the funeral was yesterday. So she called and wondered if she could, coerce me into going hunting today. And so, no problem at all. So we're going to do a little hunting, and we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. Sick most of the week. Got sick Monday. Let's see. I don't think we hunted any time last weekend. No, we just kind of chilled out a little bit for a while. Didn't hunt. I can't remember hunting this week. I don't think I did. But, got some work done, got out in the field a little bit and talked to some people and had, conversations about the future and things like that. We went up to see Tim Hagen up at Hagen. Tim Hafer up at Hafer Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, and they're continuing to be a sponsor for the next 3 months. So that's good. That's good. And engaged with our advocate Bill Miles a lot this week. I mean a lot, because we just had. I'm going to turn that down a little bit. We had. A lot of conversations about what's going on in the General Assembly, so and beyond. It's never a dull moment when the General Assembly's in session, that's for sure. And some of the things that are coming up, we were dealing with cow nose rays and extending deer seasons and a number of things. I know Bill got to go out the other day and got a limit, so he was in good shape. So. Hey, here's Norbert from Kent County. Good morning, Norbert. How are you?
Doing fine, Alan.
Good.
I wanted to call and apologize. I couldn't do that hunt the other week. I had to go out of town for a funeral.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right, buddy. Sorry to hear that. Maybe next year.
Well, yeah, I'd certainly like to do that.
Yeah.
We got one more week, so we'll see how this goes.
Sure. You headed up there today?
I am literally in Kent County right now.
Robin and I went for a ride last Saturday, and went right by the place. And there's, I don't know, there were 14 or 15 geese up there, I think, if I counted right, where you guys hunt, went right past your blind in the pond, the infamous pond where the I was able to entice two geese to walk to our blind.
Yeah, that was an extraordinary day, yes.
And, hey, look, I want them to take it easy. I don't want them to have to come flying in and risk getting shot. They walked in, they had a 50-50 chance. So.
That's true, and you had Deadeye Chuck with you anyway.
Deadeye Chuck called me the other day, and Deadeye Chuck is continuing to be Deadeye Chuck. So, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But Deadeye Chuck and, I think Deadeye Chuck took a single that day we were out, if I recall. Anyway.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Anyway, Yeah, we wound up hunting with Upper Bay Gun Club that day. Of course, I'm a member there, and we hunted a field outside of Cecilton and took five or six nice tolls. There were five of us in the blind. We managed to get our limit by about 9:30 in the morning. So Jacob and I both had some shooting, and we had a good time, and that's all that matters. So we took home some geese, so, you know.
That was a great day off from school, wasn't it?
No, he had a wonderful day off of school. He had 2 days. Yeah, that the only thing that got in the mix of there was that that was Monday afternoon when Jacob came down to stay with us. He Robin got sick and was pretty much unavailable Monday night into Tuesday, and you know, so we had to kind of work around that. But she was a good sport about it. Jacob was a good sport about it, so it's all good.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you, with that weather up north and everything, there are about as many geese down here as you could ask for.
I saw high geese coming in. What day was it? Thursday morning. There were still geese coming.
That weather up north, I mean, I don't think there's any place for them to enjoy themselves up north anymore. So they're all coming down to visit us.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. But, you know, what people don't understand is that it's not, our season isn't based on how many geese are here or come here. Our season is determined by, in June and July, by the success of the breeding grounds on the Ungava Peninsula and other places. And that there has to be, there's a standard right there. I think it's 125,000 breeding pairs or something like that. Does that number sound right to you?
Yeah, I think the number's a little higher than that now, but yes.
It might be. But I mean, it's gotta be a 3 year running average of that number, whatever that base number is, for them to even consider, you know, going to three geese or something like that. But the other point is, we hammer them so hard here that I'm not sure that three geese would be a good idea. And I you know, I don't have the science to back that up. This is personal opinion, okay? We had this discussion in the blind. Guy says, we can go to New York and shoot five. I said, okay. He said, you can go to Pennsylvania right across the line and shoot three. And I said, that's true. But I said, they don't call upstate New York the goose capital of the world. They don't call southeastern Pennsylvania the goose capital of the world. They call Maryland's Eastern Shore the goose capital of the world. And the future of the Canada goose is so important to the economy of Maryland's Eastern Shore and Maryland in general because of, you know, we've got the World Waterfowl Calling Championship here. We have the Waterfowl Festival. We have the Ward Museum and the Upper Bay Museum and the Hobarty Grace Decoy Museum. And we have, you know, all these waterfowl-oriented, facilities here that celebrate the waterfowl of Chesapeake Bay. Do you really want to do what we did before and knock them in the head and then have a five-year moratorium and lose all that again?
Well, I never thought about that.
So, you know, I just toss it out there because you got to kind of look ahead a little bit, right, Norbert?
I agree with what you're saying. Right now, we've got a pretty good situation. We've had it now for years, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You have... two geese is plenty for me right now. That's not a problem.
Right.
The one goose was difficult, but two geese is really something to shoot for. And in addition to that, I mean, you can see them everywhere, every day almost.
Yeah.
I mean, except when the weather keeps them contained. But, I mean, you can see geese flying everywhere. When I was a boy growing up, that wasn't the case.
Right.
You never saw any geese on the Western Shore. Didn't see geese all over these various places.
Right.
Now, you know, all the time. And it's something that I am particularly thankful for.
Sure, so, sure.
Yeah, it's just the deal. And I have a a young man coming out with us today. It was in the service, was in Hawaii, just got transferred here. He put out a note on Facebook asking if anybody could introduce him to waterfowling around here. And, you know, I was the only person to reply.
How about that?
And so he's coming out with us today, and I hope he enjoys his experience. Because he has three kids growing up, and they can come next, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
I think that's as much a thing to shoot for as an extra day on the goose season.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to today. I hope you guys have a great week or afternoon when you're out.
Well, that's good. That's good. And we appreciate the call, and good luck to you guys out there today, and especially this newcomer.
Thank you very much.
Show him what Maryland goose hunting is all about.
Well, you know, he's coming out with us.
Oh, so never mind then.
You know, it's one of those things where it's sort of a cross between a major expedition safari type thing and a Chinese fire drill.
Yeah.
So, Lord only knows what his experience will be.
Well, I know one thing that shines, and that's the camaraderie.
Oh yes.
That's the main thing right there. So.
Yeah, we got short, tall, old, young, you know, loud, quiet.
The lame, the halt, and the blind, huh?
Oh, yes. We got everything.
I got it. All right, brother. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thanks, Norbert.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good week.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Yikes. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. That's the way to do it right there. That is the way to do it right there. Let's see. What am I looking at here? We could break. You want to take a break already? All right, why don't you go do that?
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM. It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, let's see here. Oh, we got Tacklebox Tim in Cub Hill with a special offer. Good morning, Tim. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Alan. We're doing good. Hey, that was a great intro song. I really enjoyed listening to that one. Stories that our fishing and hunting gear can tell.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Coming up next Saturday, we have the 13th year of bass class.
Okay.
And I'd like to offer your listeners a spot in bass class if they can answer one piece of trivia.
One piece of bass fishing trivia.
That gets
them a spot at bass class. Let's talk about bass class first.
Oh, gotcha. Bass class, 13th year.
Okay.
We go all day, 10 to 4, up at the Havre Grace Maritime Museum. Five different topics for speakers. We got, we usually run about 45 minutes apiece. We take breaks.
How many speakers?
Five.
Five speakers, okay.
We have, take the breaks, and you get a chance to actually get a little bit more individual information from the speakers, and usually there's some really other knowledgeable guys in the crowd that can help out if there's any other questions. But we kind of key on the local stuff, tidal bass fishing.
Yep, and you're right there on the flats. You're right there in the heart of it.
Oh, yeah, it's really a good location.
The Decoy Museum, if nobody's been there, it's a great place.
Right. Well, Decoy Museum is right next door. We do it at the Maritime Museum.
Oh, the Maritime Museum. Okay. Yeah, got it.
Great opportunity to do both in a day after class is over.
Sure.
What we're doing is trying to just bring more light to bass fishing to the folks who might be novice or want to get into it. And plus, we do have some avid guys who come every year just to be part of something.
Sure. Okay. So you've got...
It's not just the learning. It's the being there and being part.
Sure. So how many people usually attend?
We usually have anywhere from 20 to 30. We can hold up to 35.
Okay. All right. So you want to give away a spot for next Saturday?
I want to give away a spot for bass class next Saturday.
And that's February 4th at, when's it start?
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Okay.
Don't have to worry about running out to get anything to eat. We start out with a little bit of breakfast pastry, and we provide lunch. So
that's great.
All around.
No, a normal charge on this is how much?
Normal charge is $50.
Okay. So they're going to get a ticket to bass class.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're going to ask a trivia question. We're going to take the calls here, and whoever gets the first right answer is the one that goes. But they've got to show up. It's not just a quiz to answer a question. This is
right.
You're winning something that you would be asked to attend.
Yes, sir.
Next Saturday, February 4th, 10 to 4 in Harvard.
Like it's a great day to get information.
Yeah, we did this for the last couple of years, and you were able to.
Yes,
you were able to pick up a few people. That's for sure. So I know some of them are coming back, and striper classes around the corner, I guess, too. So,
well, actually, last year, Alan, for some reason, we did not have the we didn't get enough people to do a striper school.
Mm.
So, having that happen last year, I decided that I don't know if that's a signal or things have run their course.
Yeah, I got it. So it's bass class.
We decided to just do bass classes.
Got it. Bass class it is. All right, bass class. Tim, drum roll, please. What is your question? And then we will throw the lines open to our listeners who are interested in bass fishing and want to attend bass class. If you answer the question correctly, don't answer the question if you're not going to participate in bass class. How's that sound, Tim?
That sounds perfect.
All right.
Actually, it's not really a question, but we do need an answer to it. It is, there have been 6 professional anglers that have won both the Bassmasters Classic and the Forest Wood Cup, and we're just looking for the name of one of those 6 fishermen.
So you're looking at some of the top fishermen in the country. And through the years, through the decades, I mean, since before I was on the radio here, there have been anglers, professional bass anglers, who have won both the Bassmasters Classic and what's called the Forest Wood Cup.
Which is the FLW equivalent.
FLW equivalent. And of course, that's been around about 20 years anyway. The FLW has been around about 20 years.
Yeah, I believe the first the first Forest Wood Cup was somewhere late 90s, early 2000.
Yeah, I see one fellow here won at 97, another fellow won at 98. So I'm guessing that was the first area of when that came up. So two guys that have won the 2 major bass fishing tournament trails. There are 6 of them in history, and we have the names right here. And if anybody has the answer to that question, the lines are open now, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
It might take a little bit of research.
Oh, it might take a little bit of research. Somebody's going to have to Google that. Somebody's going to have to, you know.
If there are folks who are fans of the sport of professional bass fishing.
That's true.
Right,
saw,
off the top.
Yeah, we saw that when Cecil County hosted the qualifier event here a couple of years ago. So
yeah, that was a great event.
Yep. So all right.
There's also been, you know, with the weather we've had, Alan, guys are getting out and doing some fishing.
Ran into a guy from Port Tobacco yesterday who was out at Liberty Reservoir fishing for crappies.
Oh my.
And he stopped at the Rural Farms in a custom rod builder, as a matter of fact. And he stopped at Rural Farms there on Liberty Road, and I stopped in there for some coffee and knocked into the guy, and we started to talk and knew a couple of the same people. So it was I mean, it's amazing how small the outdoors world is, you know.
It is. You know somebody who somebody else knows. It's just that.
Yep.
Just that crazy.
Exactly. So Crazy Horse.
Yep.
Crazy Horse. That was the name of the rod building company down in Port Tobacco. So nice guy. Yeah.
And rattle off a couple of the topics that we're talking about.
Hang on here. Let's see. We've got a caller. Let's see if Ray wants to try and answer the question. Let's talk to Ray in Pasadena. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, let me ask you a question, Ray.
Yes, sir.
If you get this right,
are you
prepared to go to bass class? It's a $50 ticket. We're giving it away free. Next Saturday, 10 to 4. In Haverty Grace.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right. That sounds good. Give it a shot, Ray.
I'm gonna say Kevin Van Dam.
Unfortunately, Kevin Van Dam was not a person who won both the Classic and the Forest Wood Cup.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All righty, I took your shot.
You took your shot. Tell you what. You go do your research, I'll let you call back.
All right, I'm gonna take another shot.
All right, take another shot. One-time deal, Ray, but we'll let everybody else go to the head of line after you, okay?
All right, sir, thank you.
Call us back. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Tim, still there? Oh, Tim's still there? Sorry. Was that you that went, oh, in the background?
No, it wasn't, actually. You probably didn't have a comment, but yeah. If I did, you probably wouldn't have heard me because I got temporarily disconnected.
Oh, that was me. I did that. Yeah, I'm sorry. The man guessed Kevin Van Dam.
No, that he's tied with the most classic wins, but
right.
not one of the gentlemen that we're looking for.
Who's got the most classic wins?
Kevin and Rick Klun.
Rick Klun. I was on the scene when Rick Klun won one of those. He won in Richmond, I believe.
Just hey, down on the James. That
yep.
was the last win.
Parker won in 89, I believe.
Yeah, and Rick Klun came in and won the next year.
In 90.
Yep.
And then 91, the Classic was here in Baltimore.
Yeah, and you had that joyous ride with Mr. Bernie Schultz.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They can be crazy, but...
40 miles from the mile up into the mouth of the Susquehanna to the weigh-in at Gunpowder. Isn't that about right, Tim? About 40 miles?
Yeah, it's about that, down from Susquehanna to Dundee.
Yeah, yeah. We had 40 minutes to make the weigh-in.
Yeah, that does cut it, because that part of that upper bay, even on a calm day, can be quite the job.
I will never forget the sound of 150 horsepower Johnson coming out of the water, not once, but twice at full throttle after jumping a freighter wake. I will never forget the lights flashing at the Aberdeen Proving Ground security check out there in the bay, and the loudspeaker coming on, and the guy, I don't know what he was saying. We had no idea. The motor just...
Yeah, with the motor out of the water, you
can't... the motor was in the water at that point, but, you know, we were going by so fast that, I mean, you know, the sound waves missed our ears. Bernie looks at me and goes, "What did he say?" And I said he wanted to know if your life insurance was paid up. I'm telling you what. Never had a boat ride like that before. Don't want to ever have one like that again.
No, I know what you mean. I've had one of them myself, and it's almost is not just dangerous operation, but can be dangerous for your health because all that jostling around.
Oh, yeah.
I've come off the water. I swear I had a concussion.
Oh, well, I mean, it wouldn't have been any, you know, there's nothing to hang on to in a Ranger.
No.
You know, you got to reach down between your feet and hold on to that little handle down there in the bottom of the seat.
Yeah, they call it the oh crap strap.
That's the one.
Putting it mildly.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I had in the death grip. And then Bernie stops on the way in. We've got like, I don't know, 6 minutes or something to get to the way in, and he stops.
No, you got to hit that last grass bed coming into Dundee.
Actually, it was a duck blind. And they caught his only fish of the day right there.
All that running and could have fished right there.
All that he did. I mean, all that running. We fished all those grass beds. We were up there with a whole bunch of folks up on those grass beds on both sides of the Susquehanna. Oh my gosh! But anyway, that I'm trying to give our listeners some time to call in. I'm going to ask a question one more time. I'm going to let you go, and then we'll go back to the show and let the callers pick up on it again, all right?
Great, Alan. We're looking for one of six professional anglers who have won both the Bassmasters Classic and the Forest Wood Cup.
All right. The FLW Tour and the Bassmasters Classic. There have been six anglers that have won both. All you got to do is name one of them. You got to be serious about going to Bass Class. And you're given a free $50 deal away for the Bass Class next Saturday at the Howard E. Grace Maritime Museum, February 4th.
You can get the winner in touch with me, and I'll give them all the information.
I'll be glad to do that. All right,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate you calling in.
Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You heard the question. The press release came out the other day. Where's my book? Where's my fishing book? I've got my fishing license. Where's my fishing book? We'll answer that question right after I tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's has been telling you all season about you know, the great deals on Browning firearms. But now it's time for fishing season. Time to, when the season's over, you take your gun in there, you get them to clean it, you get your O-rings replaced in your semi-automatic 1187, you get the, you know, everything cleaned up and put back in working order, then, you know, that's part of the repair job. Or let's say you knocked your scope off and you set that rifle aside. Now's your time to get out and get your new scope mounted and bore sighted at Clyde's. But it's also time to get ready for fishing season, too. Get those dinged up rods and reels in there. Get those reels cleaned up and lubed up, filled with fresh line. Get those rods, put those tips back on, and check those rods for performance and make sure that all the guides are in good working order. If not, they can replace them. They can take care of all that for you and put new line on. And then you can shop all the new fishing stuff. You can smell and taste all the new flavors of Trout Power Bait, and you can look at all the new bass lures. You can ogle over the darts and jigs and all the little panfish stuff. You can shoot the breeze with others about perch fishing. You can get yourself half a pint of minis and go out there and catch some perch or a dozen night crawlers, and maybe even some grass shrimp. Head on down to Clyde Sports Shop. It's fishing time. 242-6108 is their phone number, or 410-247-3474 is the fishing hotline. That's the 24-hour fishing hotline. All the latest information. 247-FISH is the way to remember it. Clyde Sports Shop.
Dry weather, seasonable temperatures here as we head through the weekend. Clouds this morning, but they'll break up and let some sunshine in from time to time as we head through the day today. Still rather windy with a gusty west to southwest wind at times of over 20 miles per hour. Highs in mid-40s, but with a gusty wind, certainly feeling colder than that. Fair skies tonight will drop down to around the freezing mark. For Sunday, mix of clouds and sun. Highs again tomorrow, mid-40s. Cloudy skies and colder on Monday, upper 30s. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680, WCBN.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. With over 200 seminars for the whole family, from pros, experts, and celebrities like Jim Shockey, Chris Brackett, Hank Parker, Arlie Ermey, and many more. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's all set. They got the bug boy out.
The bug boy.
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
But it's a little slow out there. It rained last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
A little pre-Preakness bump there for some reason. Chris just decided to throw that in at this point. I guess everybody's caught my attention. Got a little rabbit season, duck season there? You can play that sometime. All right. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The book. Where's my book? Maryland Department of Natural Resources will release its comprehensive 2017-18 Maryland Fishing and Crabbing Guide on February 15th. The guide is the go-to reference for all questions on recreational fishing and crabbing in the state, providing a summary of seasons, license information, size and creel limits, and more. We've added new information and updated the title to reflect the full range of opportunities to enjoy sporting activities in Maryland water, from the Atlantic Ocean to Chesapeake Bay or inland lakes, rivers, and streams, said Fishing and Boating Services Director David Blazer. Our goal is to provide the ultimate year-round reference for any fishing trip in the state for the beginner, intermediate, and master anglers. The Maryland Fishing and Crabbing Guide can be found at retail locations throughout the state and will be posted at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. The online version of the guide gets updated throughout the year when things change, like some of the legislation that is pending right now. So there you go. February 15th. Where's my book? Right there, February 15th. Here's a couple interesting things that happened. Cecil County man faces a felony weapons charges, and he, as a companion, were charged with multiple counts of deer poaching in separate incidents. 26-year-old man Jerry Lee Howe of Conowingo was arrested Friday and charged with illegal possession of a shotgun and illegal possession of ammunition. He also was charged while hunting during a closed season, having a loaded firearm in a vehicle, hunting while impaired, hunting with a spotlight, and hunting with a prohibited ammunition. Jacklighting is hunting with a spotlight. Elena Ulia Lazari, of 25, of Rising Sun, was charged with hunting in a closed season, having a loaded firearm in a vehicle, hunting with a spotlight, jacklighting, hunting with a prohibited ammunition, hunting without a license, and hunting without a hunter safety certificate. So far, these guys are top of my list. Officers were checking waterfowl hunters Friday on the Susquehanna Flats to mouth the river when they encountered Howell with a firearm and ammunition, Mr. Howell, Jerry Lee, which he was prohibited from possessing based on a 2016 conviction. During the arrest, officers also charged Hal in connection with a deer poaching incident in November and later charged Lazari for her role in the same incident. On November 11th, shortly after 9:30 p.m., officers responded to complaints. This is now, they arrested this guy Friday, but on November 11th, shortly after 9:30 p.m., officers responded to complaints of gunfire in Darlington, stopped an SUV near the intersection of Shuresville Road and Shures Landing Road that was shining a light onto the field. They found a freshly fired 12-gauge shotgun in the back seat and a spent shell between the passenger seat and the door. Both Lazari, the female driver, and Hal were released at that time pending a further investigation. Both are scheduled now to appear in Harford County District Court February 28th. Howe faces up to 60 years in prison and fines up to $8,000. Lazari could be jailed up to 6 months and fined as much as $9,700. And if convicted, each defendant could lose their hunting license for up to 5 years. Well, that'd be great. If you had a license, you might be worried about losing it. Mark in Edgemere. How are you, Mark?
How you doing, Alan? It's Mark.
Up, hey, bud. I recognize the voice. How you been, buddy?
Good. Yourself?
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Hey, I'm heading goose hunting now up in Howard County. Mm-hmm. A lot of geese up here. I'm looking for somebody for when this season ends.
Yeah.
Five bird. I'm having a hard time finding a guide up in that area.
Okay.
I don't know if you have anybody in mind or anybody you recommend.
Yeah, for the five goose deal, yeah. Have you hunted with Bill?
Oh, yeah, years ago.
He's still doing it.
No, he is. Okay.
Yeah, he's still doing it.
I'll have his number. I know I can find him.
Yeah, or call me back after, call me back next week or whatever, and I'll be more than glad to, give you his contact information.
I tell you, this is the most geese I've seen up here in a long while, and the ducks are unbelievable.
Oh man, I need a good duck hunt. We don't have them on lower shore. We don't have them in some areas of lower shore. Let's put it this way.
We've been seeing hundreds and hundreds of them. Just hard to get them to come in the cornfield. It's really hard to get them in.
Oh yeah.
So okay, well I wish you all the luck when you go this afternoon.
Yeah, well thank you. We're going to be going to Frederick or Montgomery County or Howard County or Carroll County, somewhere out in that four corner area. We don't want to pinpoint it too closely, but we've got a couple options out there. So there you go.
Okay. Well, good luck.
How was your season, Mark? By the way.
Oh, good. Good. Really good. Deer season went well. First year on this farm, we did very well.
Good.
And the geese seem to be pretty good. We just need them to come in and be a little more cooperative.
This is the first year, I think, that I've been in Maryland that I haven't killed a white-tailed deer.
Is that right?
By choice, for the most part. Went on some managed hunts. Never had an opportunity on some of the Howard County hunts. I know there's still some of those coming up, and I could probably jump in on that. But, standby day or something like that. But, I hunted one deer all year. And, could have taken any number of smaller bucks or doe or something like that, and I just didn't. So
I understand that.
You know, I'm taking the recurve today, so it's gonna have to be an awful tempting and awful close shot.
Well, I hope the wind lays down for you.
Yeah, you and I both, buddy. You and I both. So the ladder on that point gets a little windy, that's for sure.
There we go.
But there's lots of deer, so. And you don't just see one. If you see one, you're gonna see a dozen. So that's a good thing.
We've been seeing them pretty well in a herd. A couple times out.
Yeah, buddy of mine shot one the other night. He said, I got another deer this year. And he shoots a recurve. I said, good for you. He said, yeah, it was about the fourth mature doe in the herd of 15 that walked by me. I'm like, okay, good enough. You know,
we have that vet hunt next week. I hope they have a really good day.
And Howard County, yeah, I know. I talked to I ran into Mark on the down at Chesapeake Outdoors the other day. He was having some geese cleaned. So,
yeah, I hope they have a really good day, like always. So
you and I both
deserve everything they get.
Yep, so. Got it.
Okay, I want to thank you and good luck.
All right, Mark. Nice talking to you.
Talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Bye bye. There he goes. Yeah, good. Been known Mark for a long time. Good people. Shot a big gnarly buck. Whew, man, a big gnarly buck here a couple years back. I think we had the story in the magazine. It was really something else, man. Really something else. That was a managed hunt deer, too, down in Charles County, if I remember. Good to hear from Mark. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, these two guy and girl in Cecil County, they're looking at some heavy duty penalties on the weapons and the poaching charges, that's for sure. Hey, there's our buddy Chuck calling in from Hampstead. Chuck called a week or so ago from Alabama. I guess the weather didn't treat him that right. I didn't get any pictures of any big bucks. No big bucks, Chuck?
No, no big bucks.
No small bucks, Chuck?
No small bucks.
Any big does, Chuck?
Nope, just that one little doe that don't.
you guys had a rough hunt, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've never been hunting where they come and get me out of the blind because of the tornado warnings.
Now, that would be a good idea to get in, you know, get into cover. Did you see the story? I'm not sure what state it was. I can't remember. Texas? A woman rode out a tornado in her bathtub. Did you see that story?
No.
You know, they tell you to go to the bathroom because, you know, you got pipes reinforcing the wall, and normally the structure of the bathroom with the tile and whatever is stronger, and, you know, it's the strongest room of the house. She goes in the bathtub. The tornado comes by, rips off the wall of the house, sucks the bathtub out with her in it, and lands her some distance away from the house in the woods, and she's still in the bathtub. And she landed unhurt. But, I mean, can you imagine that flying through the air?
I can't.
No.
But the one day when I was in an elevated blind and it was swaying, that was the day they came and called us to get out of the blinds early.
Wow.
No, but it was a great, you know what, it isn't about the killing.
No, you guys had a great experience, good camaraderie.
Oh, that it was tremendous. There's the three people that were from the Andalusia,
yeah,
Dalton and Taggart and Kevin. Taggart was a autistic kid,
mm-hmm.
And Kevin was a young man who had a bad case of cerebral palsy.
Okay,
but after the initial get together and checking sights and all that, Kevin never stopped smiling.
Ah, that's great.
Oh, man. It made me smile when I talked to him because he just, it was tremendous. But eating the food, oh. those
maintain your girlish figure, did you?
Oh, man, those Southern girls, they know how to cook.
You know, when you go to a good camp, like our bear camp up in New Brunswick, and you've got good cooks, oh, there's nothing like it, man. Nothing like it.
Right. And it was, and it was Saturday night. We had a wild game dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, we had venison, antelope. We had duck. We had frog legs. I mean, about anything you could think of. And it was all delicious. And then the backstraps wrapped in bacon. Oh.
Mmm. Backstraps in bacon. Oh, man, that sounds wonderful to me.
But it was a real good time. Made some more friends with the PCBA. The first time for the hunt in Alabama, and there's a lot of people down there who are excited about next year having a hunt.
Great, great.
Oh.
All right, bud.
So hope we get drawn again next year.
Good luck to you.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to you, Chuck.
Yes, we will.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, well, that brings us to the end of pretty much the call, so we're going to take our last break and have a few minutes to say something at the end.
650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Packed with entertainment, events, and interactive exhibits for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Dustin Lynch and Ranger Smith, and the exciting Doc Dogs competition. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What a season. Duck season. What a season. Duck season. What a season. Duck season. What a season. What a season. Duck season. What a season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you'll start it. Whatever you say. Rabbit. Duck fire!
Poor Daffy. He never wins. He never wins. Yeah, he always has to go get the beak off the back of his head, twist it around to the front, and the smoke's coming off the top, you know. Gotta love it. All right. Well. What do I want to talk about? We're going to do our trivia next hour, and we still have a couple tickets left for the Great American Outdoor Show. But next hour, we'll see if somebody can inspire me with a phone call, convince me of why they should win two tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, and give a couple tickets away. What else? The Blazing Camo Day. We're working on the hats. We got a sponsor for the hats this year. For Blazing Camo Day is February 9th, Thursday, February 9th in Annapolis. Join us there on Lawyers Mall. You can park at the Naval Academy stadium there. If you go in Taylor Avenue, you're going in off of 50, go in Taylor Avenue. Second light, I believe. You turn right. I think it's the third entrance into the park there. It might cost you a couple bucks to park. I think it's $5 to park, but you can take the shuttle right down to Lawyers Mall. Just tell the driver you're going to Lawyers Mall. You'll join us down there. You'll see us with all our orange hats on, and we hope that you'll be able to make it. It's been a pretty good rally the last few years. We hope that this year will be the same. We hope that the message is being spread on social media and through the various clubs and so forth. We're going to reach out to everybody one more time. And I hope that you show up. We'll be meeting with lawmakers. Last year, the governor came by, spent about 20 minutes with us. You can see all that on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. A lot going on in Annapolis and a lot more to come. How about this, bow hunters? How about 2 weeks of firearm season, the first 2 weeks of November, in addition to what we have now? That'll be a buck kill, won't it? That'll be a big buck kill. That's exactly what you want to hear if you're a bow hunter. Put the firearms guys out there for the first 2 weeks during the rut of November. Beautiful. It's a wonderful thing, the General Assembly. All right, time for me to say get out, stay safe, protect yourself.